So this is going to be a sad and tough episode as we say goodbye to Adam.
Goodbye.
Hello again and welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. Foreplay is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic. Adam.
Lori. It's been a journey.
It's been a journey.
Yeah.
You know, I remember how we struck up this idea. Actually, I had been doing the podcast.
Yeah.
And then my podcast host quit. So This is like, this might be a bad sign for my next co-host.
Well, I didn't quit on you after like six episodes or something like that. I mean, it was you had a good reason, but still.
Yeah, but then we got introduced by a colleague and we met for coffee, which was, you know, where you feel safest and most secure.
Coffee, I do. Coffee in my hand.
That's right.
Loud noises around me, you know, makes me feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you made me try out.
Did I? I made you try out.
Yeah, you did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was in your office before we had the sweet podcast closet. And And I was nervous to meet you. You were legendary around town.
Mm.
And so then it worked. It clicked. The first ones were really fun, I think.
They were fun.
They were more off the cuff and more just freestyle than we do them now. But it was a lot of fun.
It was, and it was a little nerve-wracking, right? I mean, you were not a sex therapist coming into this. Let's talk really explicitly about sex and really communicate both of our hearts, which, I mean, as a couples therapist, and I know you do work with sex, and you've told me as we've gone along that now you work with sex even more. Tell me about that.
Well, I mean, I think just our conversations and the podcast has helped me it's just in my head more, right? Mm-hmm. I have sex on the brain way more. I make way more sex puns than I used to. And I made a lot of sex puns before. So if that's telling you something.
You never made sex puns around me.
Yes. It's different. It's work. You've said that before, but if my friends and people just did when I'm, you know, having a beer with or having coffee with, like lots of sex puns.
You're very appropriate, certainly.
Well, yes, I am, but not always. So I think it's just been on my mind more. So it's helpful to, I think one of the things that you talk about a lot is that sex is helpful to kind of see, it's more direct in seeing what's going on in the relationship. And so being able to talk to my couples about sex in that way, I think helps get to the root of what's going on a lot faster, whether it's sex related or not, right? Whether they come in saying that we are having sexual problems specifically, or they're just coming in saying we're having relational problems, knowing what's happening in the sex life, to me has come to be a real insight.
I just don't understand couples therapy that doesn't talk immediately about sex because it's so present in one of their minds and certainly in the between space in the coupleship. Like if you are fused, right, where they come in and they say, you know, we are just best friends and we get along so good and we don't have sex.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big problem. It's a big cue that says, okay, you know, something is not being aired. They're really not intimate. You know, they have pseudo intimacy.
Yeah. And I think for couples therapists, a lot of times it is you're trying to be respectful of the couple, you know, I think, and you're trying to help them bond with you so you're not, they're not put off automatically. And so I've had that in my head before, but it's turned out really not to be true, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that thing where couples are really ready to talk about sex, especially if they're unhappy with it. And so
and most unhappy couples are unhappy with their sex.
Yeah,
life.
Absolutely.
I mean, sex is this fragile place, a fragile window into their functioning.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're afraid to get naked with your partner, you're probably afraid to get emotionally vulnerable with them as well.
Absolutely.
And so it's a very vulnerable thing. And so couples, when you ask about it, are really ready to talk about it really quickly. And I think that's been something that has come away, that I've taken from the podcast mm-hmm. a lot, for sure.
Any other things you've learned from the podcast?
Well, let's see. I think there's a, I've learned how to talk about sex more, mm-hmm. right? I mean, not just with couples like I was talking about before, but the vernacular for sex. There's always, it, I always feel like there's something new to learn and to be more of a learner in that way without being intimidated by it. I think a lot of people are intimidated by the, just an understanding about sex mm-hmm. From a biological perspective, from a just what happens with another person that's biologically different than they are. And so being able to just kind of step into that languaging mm-hmm. has been helpful as well, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, you know, I've learned so many things from you that extend beyond just couples therapy.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I think that you...
Tell me about them. Tell me about all the ways that I've taught you.
Yeah.
Come on. Give it to me. So you just... I make jokes.
You make jokes.
When I get emotionally...
You really helped me a lot with my business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
You helped me with money, just like we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Thinking that all through and helping me get really to the point where, oh, yeah, I need to be profitable. That'd be good. But you've also helped me with, you know, my clinical work. I trust you, and I know I've bounced many things off of you over the years. Yeah. And I always know that you're going to come down on the side of ethics mm-hmm. and the side of compassion, you know, and that you bring this other viewpoint, a male viewpoint. I think it's been delightful to me to hear your voice, your rich voice every week.
Okay. You're the...
You do have a beautiful voice.
I will say you.
I'm in semi-crush with your voice.
I have never thought about that until you have pointed that out to me. Like,
oh my
gosh. You're the only one that has ever complimented. My voice has never been complimented as much as you complimented it.
Oh,
my voice now has a small ego, and it's growing, right? And it's actually getting a little prideful, and I need to knock it back a little. I need somebody else to come and tell me that my voice sucks, so it'll be a little more humble.
You have a gorgeous voice.
Oh, thank you.
You definitely have a voice for radio, and I know that you're not yet turning to podcasting, but you might in the future.
Yeah, it's a possibility for sure.
Yep. That would be great because we need your, not only your actual voice, but we need your ideas and things in this world because you've contributed so much to us. And
thank you. Yeah. I think it's helped to kind of spur that creative side as well. Like that's been, I think for people that feel stuck in a rut a lot of times, just doing something that's a little bit outside their comfort zone and a little bit on the creative side can help just spur creativity in other areas of life. And that's honestly a lot of what's happened is that in the podcast, just being creative and thinking through what we want to present and how we want it, what we want to talk about, mm-hmm. has just kind of spurred a lot of creative thought in other areas of business and want to explore that. And so that's become, that's something that I think has been really helpful because this was outside my comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean,
in the beginning.
Yeah. You know, podcasting, I always thought about doing podcasting, but as every white male does these days. But that kind of step out has just really kind of stretched and grown me mm-hmm. Creatively.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I was grateful to find you and to have your willingness to do this, take this adventure.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'd like to come back and talk about just what we've learned with each other.
Yep.
Yep. So we want to remind all of you that we are thankful for the way you've shared the podcast. We continue to grow. It is our greatest honor when you share with a friend the work that we're doing in trying to help people so that they can make positive changes and strengthen their marriages and their partnerships. We would like to invite you to our retreat in November. loveandsex360.com is where you find us. And I think the last thing we'd like to say is both of us are doing intensives. So if you would like to work with us, let us know and call our centers. You can find us at foreplayradiosextherapy.com.
And if you like what we're doing and want to help support us, we'd love for you to rate and review us on iTunes. So thanks for listening.
So I think one of the things I've learned about working with you is kind of more and more of the pursuer-distancer or pursuer-withdrawer dynamic between a man and a woman.
Yeah. You know? If you haven't figured out this from listening to us, Lori is definitely the pursuer. I'm definitely the withdrawer, and that still affects our relationship, even though we're not married to each other.
Right.
Right.
Because every relationship, there's something.
Yeah.
There's one person who maybe pursues a little bit more, and the other one withdraws. Yeah. Although you denied for many, many months and years, I think, that
you
were a withdrawer.
I think you disagree with me about this, and this is okay. I do think we play different roles in different relationships.
I do too.
And so I think in other relationships, I am more of the pursuer, but I don't think that I've ever been the pursuer as much as you are a pursuer. There can't be two pursuers in the relationship. So I think I adopted more of the withdrawal role. But that probably is more of my natural state with most relationships. But, but I think one of the things that, Lori, that I love about you is that as we've kind of worked through that, because it's been difficult. It's not been always easy.
Right.
As good as our relationship is, it's not
yeah,
it, all really
totally hurt my feelings, man.
Yes. And I have, which I've apologized for, just for all you people that just got offended for Lori.
But I've driven Adam crazy. So.
For all you withdrawers
who can be in sympathy with him.
I have had to stand up and just leave a few times.
Stand up and leave. You haven't left.
I did one time.
I did one time.
It was too much. I think one of the things that as we've kind of we've had to work through it, because if we're going to talk about it, we have to work through it, and is just understanding how much you care. Like your pursuit most of the time, 99% of the time, comes from a very caring place, and I think you are one of the more caring and generous people that I know. If it's going to be useful for people listening and to know that, like, understanding the intentions and motives of people and giving them good intentions and motives goes a long way. Because when I started to be able to see your pursuit as care, and not just for me, it was care for me, but it's also you care a lot about the stuff you put out into the world. And so your care for the podcast and your care for how you treat your clients and the quality of treatment that they receive. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of passion and care there. And so that changes how a withdrawer can see a pursuer in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
I think it's been helpful.
Thank you.
To see that.
I think that the withdrawing part for me, I try to counsel myself to take more time to sort of contain my anxiety when something didn't feel quite right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a growth step for me.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I definitely felt us change,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we, in the beginning, I mean, we were colleagues, but I think we grew to be friends.
Yeah.
And I think that impacted the quality of what we could do on air.
Sure.
I mean, I don't really think at the beginning we could have talked about fellatio and cunnilingus,
mm-hmm.
you know, that first year.
We just
weren't safe enough with each other. I mean, those were really deep, intimate topics.
Yeah.
And I think my favorite podcast was fellatio.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Why was that your favorite?
I think it was my favorite because of you, the way you spoke about it. I really felt you spoke about it from a male perspective and from your heart. And I mean, I was honored to hear that. So I thought that one was deep. And then sexual positions.
I was going to say, that's probably my favorite episode is the sex positions. I liked how you just said it there. There's a little Barry White in your voice there of sexual positions.
Yeah.
I think that one was fun. That one.
You were afraid. You were afraid that it was going to be crazy.
No.
That I was going to ask something of you to know something about that. And then you like loved it.
I think what I enjoyed about it was just that it's sex is fun. When you talk about stuff like that, I mean, obviously most people know that sex is fun or can be fun. But it's not having to take it super seriously, mm-hmm. I think. And the more, that's one of the things I've taken from the podcast, but the ones that I've enjoyed, sexual positions was one of those about where it doesn't always have to be super serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a lot of people approach it that way. I mean, it's high stakes. I get it. It's vulnerable. And there's times where we've talked about some really serious stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
But being able to take it seriously doesn't mean that you can't also have a lightness and a fun with it. And I think that's that one was for me. And you know, reverse cowgirl is now in my vernacular, right? It wasn't before. Now it is. And with knowledge that your penis can break.
Oh.
I didn't know that. So.
I'm sorry to tell you that. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, right. My view of the world changed. All of a sudden, the world became a much, much more dangerous place.
Indeed.
It did. Yeah. So, no, with that knowledge. But yeah, I mean, I think that one was fun. I think, the ones where we've too been able to just kind of explore that attachment dynamic more and more mm-hmm. specific ways, those have been fun as well. And specifically to be able to just kind of give that language to people. I think we have people that come in now and already have that language and knowledge mm-hmm. and have already been able to identify where they are in that pursuer distance or cycle. I think that's been... It's been really good to know that's happened as well. I think that's
our gift, is helping people organize both their sexual feelings and their emotional feelings in ways that make sense around being a pursuer and distancer or a pursuer and withdrawer. You know, it just, I think that's the feedback. And we have gotten so much mail.
I was just about to say, I think we're on the same wavelength today. This is fun. But mailbag episodes are probably my favorite, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they're shocking and surprising and touching and moving and all those kind of things all wrapped up into one, so that people would trust us with their questions and that's been probably the best part with that, of being able to answer listeners' questions and have them engage in that way. It's just been very honoring, I think, you know.
Yeah, and that's our bailiwick, right? That's where we specialize.
So what now?
That's our specialty, our bailiwick.
Yeah, that's all I know about bailiwick is that's a character on one of my daughter's princess shows. I think it's the name of the butler.
I see.
what does bailiwick mean?
It means our wheelhouse.
Our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think answering questions is easy, and it's, you know, we long to help people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do think that talking on the podcast is fun too, because we're such listeners in our clinical work.
Yeah, you know, we have so many words to get out there in the world. It's like, come on, give me space to talk.
I know it.
Yeah.
So we do have a new podcast host coming.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so excited for you.
I know.
That he's coming. Are we allowed to say his name yet?
Yes, yes.
So George Fowler, big dog in the EFT community.
Yep.
Great presenter, very knowledgeable guy, is coming. And so to be your co-host. And I'm so excited for you. I think it's just going to bring a great new depth and dimension to the podcast. I'm not entirely sure if his voice is as awesome as mine is, but you know, we'll let the listeners decide.
I think his voice is sort of like Rocky Road.
Where's mine is what? What if his is Rocky? It's like, you mean like the ice cream flavor?
Yeah,
Rocky
like
Road.
Ice cream flavor.
Okay, well that's good. I like Rocky Road.
Yeah,
okay.
He's got a very distinctive voice. He's got a fantastic story about how he started as a marriage family therapist. And you're right. I'm really honored and thrilled that he's joining us. And I know the listeners are going to, you know, wonder, like, is there really a secret split between Lori and Adam and why they
can't
do this? But there isn't. We are remaining friends, and it is with great sadness that I let you go.
On mine too. Great sadness on my part as well. But excitement for where it's going to go for the podcast and for you, and you know, maybe we'll be back to guest host at some point, or
that'd be fun.
You know, just drop by and break into song occasionally. I may have some more songs
I want to sing.
He doesn't. If he doesn't, you need to try to at least get him to, because I feel like that's an important quality. All the times that I've burst into song and or rap. One time there was a rap.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. That is probably my funnest memories, is Adam singing.
Yeah, a lot of that we left on the cutting room floor, but still, it made it into some quite a few. So I'm gonna miss this, miss you. I still see you, but not as much. If you wanna,
we are still doing Love and Sex.
We still are doing Love and Sex.
November?
Yeah, so we'll still be there. We'll be together there. So come on out. That's shaping up to be quite an event, but it's filling up. So if you wanna come check us out one more time as a dynamic duo, we'll be there.
And we're still going to work together in other ways in the community. We work very closely together. And we're going to do EFT supervision group, right?
We're going to consult group. Yeah, that's not open to the public, but, you know, just know that we're hanging out together. So, you know, your imaginations don't run wild about how much we've been fighting and tearing each other to shreds. But if you do, if that's just a part of your imagination that's helpful for you, just, you know, just make it dramatic. That's all I ask. Make me, at one point I throw water in Lori's face and you're, you know, Lori and Adam
I'm
fanfic.
Done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's right. But none of that has actually happened. So we're going to go on, be
so
great
thank
friends.
You. Thank you, Adam, for all that you have given the podcast. I mean, you've built this thing. You've been with me every step of the way. I really am going to feel the loss of you.
Well, thank you.
The regularity of seeing you is going to be hard. I've not seen you.
Yeah. Well, thank you as well for the opportunity to for this gig. You could have easily said no, but you gave me a shot, and here we are 3.5 years later. So I'm deeply appreciative to you
as well.
So we will see you guys around. See you later.
Keep it hot. I'm not going to say y'all.
Why not? That's really fun. I love that.
What, you like that?
Keep it hot, y'all.
We don't give the pills anymore because that is processed through your
And the second one is the opposite side, right? It's the opposite one from I Want You to Want It, which is the complaint is you always want sex. If I give it to you, you'll just be happy as a clam, because clams are happy creatures, right? But they,
what is that called? Like a mono something, monopod? Aren't clams monopods or something?
I have no idea. My degree in botany taught me so much.
Clams, take 16. Okay.
We're talking about money today with your partner, for richer, for poorer. Right? And how pursuers and distancers, it is totally fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
So,
go again.
So, speaking of weekends, we're going to have a great weekend coming up. Okay, I want to do something else.
What? I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I don't mean to laugh at your chit chat.
You looked at me like, what? You're right. Clams are so happy. They're uptight, though. You know, I went clamming as a child. I was like in Pismo Beach, and they are totally uptight, those little creatures. Okay, come back. Come back to me.
And then sexual positions, right?
Right. Sexual positions, you know, couples have favorite positions that maybe help them reach climax. But, you know, try something else. On the bed, in the shower, standing up, you know, on a 13th floor window where nobody can see you.
Right. Okay.
Exhibitionism. Right. No, take that out.
Well, you may not be able to talk about sex, but you should be able to have sex up against the window of a high-rise building with the curtains open. All right, make sure the lights are on and it's dark outside. That'll be great for the building next to you.
Okay. There was a lot to say about menopause. Golly. Mostly bad news.
Yep.
Madison's like, oh, that's not fun.
If I had to work as hard to maintain my penis, I don't know that I'd want one so much. Money, 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 money. Money. We're coming back.
Do you like oysters?
Do I like oysters?
Yeah.
No, I hate oysters. Okay. Well, actually, no, I've never actually tried oysters, but they look like gigantic boogers, and that turns me off. I don't need anything.
It's a little turn off. Yeah.
I don't need anything slimy and touching my mouth. So.
Okay. Back to the clams. Okay, happy as a clam. Yes, and clams are so happy, you said. Why are clams happy? Is this
what?
A joke?
No, quit.
This is a non-joke.
Stop talking
about
clams.
Okay.
Stop talking about clams.
Okay, I'm not talking about it. Okay, so what they really mean. No,
Really? That's why I said that. Yeah, everybody's like, every white guy, every bro dude wants to start a podcast. Or thinks they should start a podcast.
Every frat guy now is like, we're starting a podcast. I'm like, what?
What exactly are you going to talk about? What are you an expert in? Beer pong.
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee is my addiction. Total addiction for Adam.
Yeah, I may have 5 to 6 cups a day. I was with some friends at breakfast the other day, and one of the guys would not drink the coffee because it was not, you know, fancy, like
fancy
beans, or like, they weren't from like Ecuador or Colombia or wherever he thinks fancy beans come from. I was just like, just give it to me. I don't care. It can be espresso, regular coffee. It can be finely roasted beans, homemade.
You know, and that is what every sexual distancer wants to hear. Like every sexual distancer wants, just give it to me, baby. You know, I don't care how it comes. I love it every which way. It can be fancy schmancy. I don't care if it's, you know, in the gutter. I just love it. Love you for it. I mean, that is like the right answer, Adam.
That is the right answer. That was an unexpected transition.
<I'm sorry. laughs> I would say spend the first night in a hotel. Find a hotel you can, you know, afford. There's that cheap hotels that you can get where they upgrade. No, it's like when they. Oh, okay. Here we go. So yeah, you know, there's that cool website where they discount a hotel. I think it's like 3-star Hotwire. That's what it is. Hotwire. Okay, go again. Adam's killing.
That was not what I thought you were trying to say.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. I don't know, but I didn't think you were trying to come up with Hotwire. That's okay. I'm sorry.
What they're really saying here is, Joe, I don't know what you're going to do with
this. We can't have. Yeah, it'd be fun because it derails everything. We can't have a fest without it be derailing everything, and all of a sudden we're on clams. Is that it?
That's it.
You can now call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4Play. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes.
Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take 1 sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.
All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor.